Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This is going to be a quick, short, light-em-up segment. We have some texts from the text line, and Jake tells me that some of you disagree. How dare you? What do we got?
I think some interesting text. Yeah, here, 3764 says, nobody cared when Nebraska and Oklahoma were bowling around the Big 12. It only became an issue around these parts when a new bully came along and created the Big 12. Please talk about the Big 8 up.
For going, like, when we were bullying the Big 8 and then Texas did the thing in the Big 12? Okay, yeah. I hear you.
Bill and Bennett says, Maryland and Rutgers are still outsiders, if you ask me. Tulane Tanner says, more people show up to Tulane home games than UCLA in football.
There's truth to that, by the way.
Yeah. 8750 says UCLA is not a top 25 school. Dave Braska says USC and UCLA were a package deal. I'm still not sure why Oregon and Washington are in the league, however, so he's got that feeling. And then 0537 says, I say Texas schools should get their own conference. Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Texas State, TCU, Baylor, Rice, and Houston. They can be called the Big Eight.
I mean, we used to have that. They had Arkansas, and it was called the Southwest Conference. Yeah. It was all the Texas schools back in the day, and then Arkansas went to the SEC, and then obviously Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Baylor joined the Big 12, and then the other schools kind of went to non-power 5, 6, whatever the status was at that point in time. So that did exist. Nobody overtly disagreed. I thought somebody overtly disagreed.
No? Ted said, he said, by the way, Carriker, go Grizzlies baseball. So that starts off.
Ooh,
but he
I like
says,
it.
I was going to say UCLA as well, but I agree with Bach too, that they are still a national brand. Just because they're a national brand doesn't necessarily mean they fit into the Big Ten. None of those West schools do, but all of them, I think, out of all of them, UCLA's culture is most different than any other Big Ten school.
I think I would agree with that. For me, I think the reason I picked them out, again, maybe I didn't articulate this earlier, they're a bigger brand than Maryland and Rutgers. Probably, with all due respect, those two schools combined. I wasn't going for brand or even competitiveness. I was going for revenue generating. Because that's the only reason Maryland and Rutgers were added at all, was revenue generating, because they could generate a lot of revenue, which made their extra piece of the pie they were going to take worth it, because they were bringing in more than they were going to take away with adding their pieces to the pie. That was my question about UCLA. If you've already got USC, how much extra does UCLA...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Generate revenue-wise that you're still going to have to pay them out. Do we actually make more? Now, they may have been a package deal. My question is why? Well, I'm sure UCLA wanted it that way. Did USC, and did USC need it that way? Just keep in mind, one of the most sought-after brands that's still out there, not in the Big Ten, not in the SEC, is North Carolina. probably the most sought after single brand over Florida State, Clemson. And it actually, Virginia may actually be number two. There may be some debate between Virginia, Clemson, and Florida State, but North Carolina is number one. The issue with North Carolina is due to how their board is arranged. Like, there's a lot of NC State folks on there, and due to some of the stuff that they do, it is a package deal, North Carolina and NC State. So that is something when we're talking about conference realignment at some point in the future, whenever that comes back up again, because at some point it will, you have to keep in mind the number one brand out there that's not Big Ten or SEC related, North Carolina, is a package deal with NC State. What if Duke becomes a non-Power Four team in basketball? Maybe them and UConn, and they can start just this major basketball conference of some sort.
Well, that's what's going to, a lot of people are not looking forward to when North Carolina leaves. Duke's probably not going to come along. And so, again, football decisions are kind of ruining basketball rivalries there. Here's the one the text that I forgot to mention was from 8750 says, lifelong Big Ten guy. The Big Ten is not keeping Nebraska down. Poor choices in leadership have kept them down.
What I'd say keeping us down, I said they don't mind us being down. And I'm looking at it more from the point of like Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, the people up top. I'm sure the Big Ten as a whole, they would like Nebraska to do better. I'm telling you right now, people can mock Nebraska all they want because it's an easy target. The instant Nebraska starts doing well, whenever that is, hopefully this year, people will jump on board immediately. Again, remember after the Colorado game, Nebraska was all over the net. And Colorado wasn't even ranked. Now, they were highly talked about, but people were jumping on. Some games happened later on down the road. People hopped off quickly, too. But people, as much as they want to poke fun at the Big Red, they want Nebraska to be good because it's a major brand. It gets a lot of clicks, and national pundits aren't lost on this. And they will hop on that bandwagon quick as a hiccup. Hopefully, we give them a reason to this year. Just keep in mind those of us that have been here all along, if and when that happens. Right, Jake?
That's right.
All right, don't go anywhere. Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.